May Bernhardt, Dwight Arnold.
Councilor Nittoni, Pinyakita, Naga, Nunakininju, Uba, Wendogus,
Yeah, from the delegates, presuming the group, from you guys.
I mean, in your block, no, but you need to, Aglan, Sibun near to the co, Elizabeth, you should have talked. That the Pinayota, that the Pinayatu, Naraka, Councilor Singani, you were not, Uba Dabna, opportunity.
Councilor, you're presuming the call in the bad, are you over?
Councilor Lemon, Robert Councilor Lemon, Pita, Ram, Juna. What do you call the Yan in time?
What do you say, Lancer?
Who will be, this,
there's another side, this taking.
That's okay, we're going to.
Is it time yet?
I don't know.
Wait. Kayak doni kenyak juga. I don't want.
Just one. So you can still.
Levi Cleveland, Dwight Arnold.
Yeah, I just saw it getting late.
Holly Barr.
Mr. Sully Clean.
Levi Cleveland. Holly Barr, Levi Cleveland. Levi Cleveland, Alice Smith. Percy Jackson, Alice Smith. Percy Jackson, Truman Cleveland. May Bernhardt, Dwight Arnold. Dwight Arnold, Truman Cleveland. Truman Cleveland. Levi Cleveland, Truman Cleveland. Pauline Barr, Dwight Arnold. May Bernhardt, Levi Cleveland. Ta-da.
Right in Truman, tie again. Right in
Levi Cleveland, Dwight Arnold.
Levi Cleveland.
see the canoe.
I'm Violet Draper. I'm not Ruth Storms. Ruth is the public health program manager, and she couldn't be here, so I got to come. So I'm really glad to be here and glad that you invited me. I've been in this region since September of 92, and I've done several things while working for Manelik. I started out in the community health aid program and worked with such people as Pauline and May and got to know them. And then I switched over and worked in trying to start the personal care attendant program, or tried to work with the folks starting that. Some of you may have heard about that. And I did that for about a year. And now I'm doing public health nursing and pulling away a little bit from the personal care attendant program. I'm not from here. I'm originally from Illinois. I haven't got an accent, though, like Ruth Storms. If you've heard Ruth Storms, she's got the southern accent, and I don't have that, right? Right, May? Not quite. No. Not so bad. But I am really impressed with what you're trying to do. Hannah tried to give me an overview of what this organization does on the way up here, and I think what you're doing is certainly something that's going to be valuable, is valuable, trying to set an example for your young folks and the folks that follow you. It's no different than some of your NUPAC values are very admirable, but they're really the same kind of values that we all have and that we all want to have, and that's just being able to live right kind of things. Some of the things you've said in the meeting I haven't understood because I don't speak your language, but the song that you sang, How Great Thou Art, cuts across all the barriers, doesn't it? We can all get something, an inspiration from that kind of a song. And I enjoyed that very much, enjoyed all the singing that you had. The reason that I was invited was to not tell you about myself so much, although I wanted to kind of let you know a little bit about me, that I'm just the same as everybody else. Some of you were interested in the disease of TB. And so primary thing I'm going to talk about is TB. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it is, how we diagnose it, how it's treated, and the prevention of it. I'm going to say just a few things about how many cases there are in the state and in this region. Then I'm going to mention just briefly what public health nursing and what do we do. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what can we do to stay healthy and how can we help others to stay healthy. And I think those are issues and those are things that we're all interested in and all certainly want to know a little bit about. So to start off with, TB is a disease that gets primarily in the lung, although it can get in other parts of your body as well, but primarily it gets in the lungs, and it's spread in the air. And so everything I'm going to say today, try to think about that. If you want to prevent it, if you want to keep from spreading it, if you don't want to get it, whatever, you just realize that it's spread in the air, and the way it's spread is somebody else has it and coughs or sneezes. And that's how it spread. And so I guess if you want to prevent it, the way you do is stay away from people that are coughing and sneezing that might have TB that you might not know about. Of course, we cough and sneeze all the time, and we don't have TB, do we? But if you think somebody might have it, why stay away from them? And the way you get it is you just breathe it in. It just goes into your nose and right to your lungs, and that's how you get it. The reason we don't get it, why don't we all have it then? You know, you might ask that. That we have a system in our body that we call the immune system, and it works to fight that off. We would all be sick all the time if it wasn't for our immune system, because there's all kinds of germs and all kinds of bugs right in this room that we would get, but we're really strong in that we have an immune system that fights things off. What happens with TB is that when it gets into your lungs, the immune system acts to trap it, and it builds a body of fiber around it and holds it right there so that it can't spread through the rest of your body. If somebody has coughed or sneezed that has TB and it's entered your body and it goes into your lungs, in about 2 weeks, your body starts to build up antibodies, it's called, to that, and so it, in normal cases, it screens it off, and you don't get the disease. You don't get TB because your immune system is good, but you will show, if we do a test on your arm, you know those little tests you have? That'll be positive. And that will show that you have had the disease enter your body and your immune system is fighting it off. Or else it will show that you have TB, either one. It could be either one. When you have a positive TB test, that's what it means, that somehow or another, the disease has gotten into your body and you've fought it off. And that test shows that. If you've ever had a positive TB test, the chances are good you'll always have a positive because your body recognizes that germ always. And that's what the TB test is. It's a little bit of that put onto your skin so that you can react against it. Your body will say, wait, I don't want that on my body. So I'm going to make a big red bump there. That's what it is. Usually after you've had a positive TB test on your arm, you shouldn't have another TB test. Just tell the person that's going to do it, don't do that, I've already had a positive one, because you know it's going to be positive. There's no doubt about it. And so in that case, they'll ask you some questions, and they might send you for a chest x-ray to determine if you have TB. Okay? Now, if it enters your body and you successfully fight it off, and it's harbored in your lungs, but it's sealed off, you can't spread it, okay? The only way you can spread it is if it breaks out of that surrounding tissue and enters your lungs and enters your whole body, then you can spread it. Then you're said to have active TB, okay? You develop symptoms and you get sick, you'll know that you've got it. It's not something like cancer that you might not know for a year or two. You'll know that you have TB. What will happen? What will you do? Mates, what will you do if you have TB?
You just get a checkup.
Yeah, but I mean, what's some of the symptoms?
The symptoms, you don't feel like eating, you get weak.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You cough.
Sneeze.
Sneeze.
And you just generally feel rotten. Mm-hmm. Don't you really feel bad? So that's called active TB. If it gets in your system and it stays there and you cough and sneeze and get sick from it, that's active TB. Then you need medication. Okay? Drugs are the cure, and thank goodness for drugs, because I can remember when I was young, people had TB and there was not very much to give them. and they were sent away to a sanitarium. You may remember folks that have been sent away for several months, even years, to just rest up and get over the disease. But they didn't have any drugs. So now it is curable and you can get drugs for it. You sometimes have to take the drugs for 6 months to a year, but you can cure TB today. Now, who's most likely to get it? Like I said, the TB germ is probably all around us at one time or another. And who's most likely to get it? Who will probably get it? Who would you think would have a weak immune system? Somebody that's already sick, right? Somebody that maybe has been taking a cancer drug, and their immune system, a cancer drug will weaken your immune system. And so if there's somebody that's been taking a cancer drug, they're likely to get TB if they're around it. People who have other diseases in their body that causes them to get weak, like diabetes or anything like that. People who drink alcohol in excessive amounts. And it's not the alcohol, but it's what? What is it? People who drink alcohol sometimes don't eat right, do they? They might not have a good, healthy body because they've let alcohol take over their life and they're not eating as they should and they're not taking care of their bodies. And so those folks will be likely to get TB. People that live in institutions, like in a prison's a real good place to have TB spread. People who use illegal drugs because, again, of letting their body get run down. And as May mentioned, the signs of TB are that you feel sick, you have a fever. They call it sometimes night sweats. Have you heard that term? You'll sweat at night. You'll just wake up soaked with sweat. And you have chest pain, and you cough, and you might have weight loss. So any of these symptoms that you have, take them real serious. See a doctor or see your health aide. And have a TB test done or have the screening done. Don't just let it go because it's real important to get the drug started real early. We don't have to go away from home for a long time, do we, anymore? We can take the drugs and stay at home. There's one little thing that I think I should mention, and that is this, that if you have a TB patient that they don't take the drugs the way they should, like every day, then the chances are real good that TB germ will get even stronger to where the drugs won't work as well on them. And so if you have a patient, if there is a patient that will not take their drugs, there is a law that says that those people can be quarantined. And that means that they can be put in a setting where a physician or a nurse can give those drugs every day. And that's really important for us to know because otherwise somebody with active TB might infect up to 10 or 12 people every day. And so you can see how an epidemic could really get started if you've got somebody that's got active TB. It's either not diagnosed or they're not taking their medicine as they should. They can really infect people. Every cough, every sneeze just puts the germs out into the air. The disease can be fatal, and it did cause the death of many Alaskans. During the past 25 years, however, it's good to know that TB has been decreasing in Alaska. For the years 1990 to 1993, an average of 63 cases each year were found. So that's really good for the whole state. I mean, that's not good, but it's a lot better than it used to be. However, slightly more than that were found in 1994. So I suppose you've read the papers and so on that there is kind of an epidemic. They're calling it an epidemic, but it's where they're finding some active cases where there should not be active cases. Last year, Yukon Kuskokwim, identified 4 children and 7 adults with active TB. Savunga had 6 active cases. St. Paul had 3 active cases. Scammon Bay had 7 active cases. Gamble had 4. And our entire region had less than 5 active cases last year. So that's pretty good, I think. So ways to cut down on this then. One good way is to ventilate with fresh air. Not just an exhaust fan to keep circulating the same air, but fresh air coming in from the outside and blowing air to the outside, coming in and going out. So if you could crack one window in one part of your house and crack it in the other part of the house so it could sweep through, that would help. Again, the best thing is early diagnosis followed by drug treatment. And most important, and what I would say to any of you that are going to be around, some of you I've heard you talk are going to the conference, the what's it called, the circumpolar, it's really important because you'll have people there from places where they don't watch TV as close as we do, and they don't have the same way to treat it that we do in the United States. So be sure and watch it real close there. If you're one of the people that's going, just be sure you're in real good shape before you go, and take a box of Kleenex. And so if you're around somebody that you don't know that's coughing and sneezing, it's okay to cover your own mouth with the tissue. You can't, you know, May might get mad if I'd cover her mouth, but I can cover my mouth and keep her germs from entering my lungs. And so that might be a thing to mention to you. Try to stay where there's some ventilation if you can, so that if there are germs in the air, they can go to the outside. Now then, other things, what do I mean when I say keep yourself as healthy as possible? How many of you consider yourself healthy, really? Raise your hand. Do you consider yourself? If I weren't so fat, I would be healthy. But I'm too fat, so I'm not as healthy as I should be. Do you consider yourself healthy? Yeah. Okay. Plenty of fresh air and exercise is important. Nobody raised their hand, so we've got a bunch of sick folks here.
You're good at your top.
I'm the only one that raised my hand there. But we do need plenty of fresh air and exercise. And I just absolutely, I guess I'm lazy, but I just hate exercise for the sake of exercise. I love to walk. But to just go exercise someplace, it just doesn't do anything for me. Maybe you're not like that. I'd rather do things that I enjoy doing and get my exercise that way than my husband's got one of these ski machines. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Don't ever get one. They're awful. They just wear you out, and they're mean to you, really. They really are. Nutritious food is another thing to stay healthy. And as I said, you know, I get plenty of that. One of the most important things that I think helps us stay healthy, again, I've talked about your body. I've said how much you eat, your exercise, and I should mention sleep. That's important, too. It's really important for us as we get older, and I'm an elder. As we get older, it's really important that we keep our minds active, you know? And it's real easy to fall into you've heard the term couch potato, haven't you? Where you just want to lay on the couch and watch TV. But that doesn't do much to keep your mind active and keep your mind going. So whenever you guys get together like this and you meet and you talk, that's keeping your mind active. And I think that's a healthy thing for us to do. Do things that challenge you, that keep you always thinking about something new that you might do, or something interesting that you might do, or something exciting that you might do. Travel a little bit, you know, go someplace, do things to keep your mind active. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do as we get older. Cut down on the use of alcohol and tobacco helps everybody stay healthier. One of the things I've seen you do here today is also really important. And that's laugh and have fun. I think that that's really important, too. An active mind and laugh and have fun. Although I didn't know what you were laughing at a lot of times, it was good to see you laugh. I was glad to see that, and I laughed with you. Staying healthy is what I'm talking about now. So be interested in things outside yourself is important. And to help others is important. And I think I can see you guys doing all of those things. There's another side to us besides our body and our mind, and that's our spiritual side. And I was glad to see that you're hitting on that here, too. You had some music and you had prayer. And I think that watching our spiritual side and keeping it in tune with a higher being is really important to stay healthy. Take care of your health. I don't mean run to the doctor every day. That a doctor, you know, can't save you. They can just treat you. They can't save you. So you have to save yourself. But if you have an illness, you might need to have it treated. I mean, it'd be foolish for me to say you don't need to go to a doctor because you do. So take care of your health. Take care of your illnesses. I think that any woman over the age of 55, and the doctors are saying now 35, but I think you need a yearly mammogram. I think that's just one of the preventing things you do. Women and men both need a regular physical exam when you get over 55 or 50. You need a yearly exam. And how can we help others to stay healthy? You guys have mentioned that already. You're doing that. It's set an example, isn't it? Set a good example for them. Use your influence on family members and friends. And even though you think they might not listen to you, do you get that idea sometimes that no matter what you say, they don't hear you? I think any parent would have that, would join you in that that's probably true, but they might listen some. But encourage them to develop healthy lifestyles and so on. The last thing I wanted to mention to you and let you chat with me about is what is public health nursing doing in this region? Well, I'm just beginning to find out. Ruth Storms is the program manager, and she has many, many years of experience as a public health nurse. And we're really fortunate, I think, to have her in this region. She has like 26 years experience as a public health nurse, and she has really done a lot to bring the program together and get us out into the villages and get us to serving people, which is what we're all about. Three other nurses are there, and I'm one of them. And one works in Kotzebue, and that's me, with the clinics. And I also get to go to the villages sometimes for school screenings and for things like this. The two other public health nurses travel to all the villages, and their work is centered around, they do immunizations and infectious diseases, well child exams, and school screenings. All of us are involved in health education and health promotion. And we work closely with community health aides in the villages, and that's been my biggest advantage over some of the other nurses is that I got to work with the community health aides first. The only other thing I have to say is that Manelik is health education is having a health fair here in Kevalina next Tuesday, I think, the 24th. So that will be a good time. You could be checked for your blood sugar or whatever they do at the health fair. I know that was brief, but I'm open for questions if you have any questions that I can answer. I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a lot of good, not only for yourself, but for others. And so I encourage you to keep that up. I commend you for what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job up here. Do you have any questions for me or comments or anything?
When I went, we were at the planning over there, they haven't really mentioned about this, but to my knowledge, I really come to thought of it myself, and knowing there's something going on over on that side, and I wanted to bring it up to these elders. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice to have a help from the nurses down there or whoever see if we can, whoever is going over can have TB tests, or those who have it better not come to Nome. That's what my thinking was, if it spread out.
You mean from other countries, if they're coming in?
From the other countries. So if it spread out, they can stop us all.
Yeah.
It won't be any good.
Yeah.
We'll bring this TB to our region. Bad.
Yeah. Is there any way you could
really check their own region too?
Could you have them do that? Could you request that?
That's my thinking. I don't know what all these are have thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good point.
Anybody who brings per planning to a meal, you in the depot there, that we made that is from village two.
Sure, we can do that?
It's really a tough one.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
It's really a tough one because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Still, it's something that has to be done. And really, how to approach it, I just can't find a way to do it. But let's use me for an example. I'm the kind that don't get sick very often, but then I got real sick here before Christmas. I remember the day I got sick on the 18th of December. I haven't gone back to work yet. And I got bronchitis. I was in no pain, but I was coughing. And you don't have to believe me if you don't want to, but my chest sounded like an accordion. You could hear it from way far. It was scary, and there was times when I, you know, when it bothered me enough that maybe I was just, maybe it was quite a bit of it was in my head. But I have had TB, and I called the office and told them that I'm going to go in and get a chest x-ray before I go back to work, because I'll be working with kids and stuff, and that's to protect the kids, to help them, which is a help, and to protect me. Then this meeting came along, and I called them again. I said, there's no sense in me going in now, because I'm going to that meeting, and at the same time, I'll get a chest x-ray and all this stuff, whatever they want to do with me at the hospital. So on my way back, I'm going to do it. I feel good now, all right. And but still, I thought maybe this would make a good example and make people think twice. And really, when it comes right down to the bottom line, that's something that we should think of. Because my health is my health. Your health is yours. Who can help your health? Nobody but you. Me. I got to take care of myself, okay? So that's the best thing that you can do is see that you don't have some kind of disease that you'll spread to other people before you go to doings at least, or go back to work after you're sick. So I'm using myself as a guinea pig.
Yeah. That's something I didn't mention too. The folks that I told you about, where it entered their body and their immune system blocked it off, they might not get sick for many years. And then when they're older, that may break loose and they'll get active TB from that too. That's why you're probably frightened, or at least concerned about your health.
I am very concerned. I'm going to get a chest x-ray on my way back. I'm all cleared up now, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Trudy, what?
Have you gotten Ben to screen like a
You mean before the conference? Or just now? Anytime. You can be screened. You can be screened anytime. Go to your clinic. They can screen you.
Screen?
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you can't take the test, they've got a questionnaire, they ask you questions. And you can, we recommend a TB test every year too, by the way.
I was thinking about teachers that I always hear about they use marijuana.
Oh, different story. Instead of TB. Drug screening is what he's talking about.
Oh, drug screening. Oh. Well, Manelik, I'm not up on this exactly, but I think they've adopted a policy on drug screening for their employees. But we don't do drug screening, just in a general sense.
How long does it take?
Anywhere from 6 months to a year. Every day, drugs every day. It's a mean disease. It's a mean disease, and sometimes it's three or four drugs at the same time. So it's, you know, it's worth treating. Anything else? Yes, yes. In spite of what you've heard, you know, AIDS is spread usually through the blood or through some kind of body fluids. And it's usually, you know, if a person has gone to Anchorage, say, and has been promiscuous, has slept with people, they could contract AIDS and contract the HIV virus. And when they do and come back to the village, then they could spread it right in the village, and that's probably how it will be spread here. Or if you have somebody that uses drugs and injects them into the veins, and they might not use a clean needle. If they use needles from somebody else, that's a real good way to get it in that way. So, yes, I think you should be concerned. I don't know of any cases in this region at this time of AIDS. Public health nursing does the screening for that. They do a blood test. They'll draw your blood and send it off, and it'll be looked at and see if you have developed anything against, it's again looking for antibodies, to see if you've developed anything against the HIV. And then HIV is a virus that grows into AIDS. You may have HIV infection and not have AIDS. Okay, and it may go for several years before you'll develop AIDS, but you eventually will. And I think you should be concerned about it.
Are school children being taught these things about AIDS?
Rachel, I can't answer that. I don't know. They should be if they have a sex education program in the school. I don't know. Do your high schools have a sex education? That'd be something would be worth checking into. Again, I heard you mention a while ago that there was concern over the use of condoms as a method of birth control. And I think that you need to also consider that that's one of the best measures against spread of HIV, too. It's not just birth control, but it's HIV. So I don't know at what age people should be told about that. Can't answer that, but that is one of the ways that is promoted to prevent the spread of that, is for people that are going to sleep with different partners to use condoms. It's not 100% safe, but it's better than nothing. Yeah. I think your health education department at Manilik does a lot to tell about AIDS, too, in the region. She does a good job of telling about it. And I know Monica Raymond, who's the public health nurse, does a good job of telling about it. So she's good. If you'd like to know more about that, maybe we could talk about that at one of your other meetings or something, if you'd like to know more about that disease. I don't know.
There's no medicine, no.
They've got medicines, they've got one or two drugs that slow it down a bit, but they don't stop it. It's a terrible thing. It started, and once it develops into AIDS, or the full-blown disease, the person may live as much as 6 years, but as far as we know, it's gonna kill them sooner or later. And the tragedy is, you know, that usually it affects younger folks, for one thing. Not that we want it either, but that's usually who it affects. So it's really spreading in the younger generation. And some of them don't even know it. I know you're tired today, so it's been a long day for you. And I appreciate your attention and getting to come. I've enjoyed it very much. If I can ever help you again, let me know.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Violet, what was your last name again?
Draper.
Draper.
Draper. My husband works for the Kotzebue school system, so if you've heard the name Draper and it's good, that's okay. But if it's not, I didn't say that. Right. Thank you.
Take care.
Right.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I think that's the strongest you can make it, eh? That's the strongest you can make it. You can't very well tell them. Order them around, just. I think it should be brought up, but just give them your feelings. Just give them our feelings.
Thank you.
You have the right to protect yourself. That's absolutely.
Yalu grun rechala to good to the prophecy to good to.
Thank you.
she moved to Anchorage.
Thank you. Il a une
salle en plus.